Welcome to Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sarah Malka Reichman, and today we'll be learning the final chapter of Sefer Rus together. In Perek Dalet, we meet someone who helps to solidify the relationship between Rus and Boaz by enabling them to marry. But more importantly, we're going to meet someone else who brings together all of the people we've learned about so far in a common and permanent bond. Perek Dalet opens with Boaz fulfilling his word to Rus. He goes to the Sha'ar, to the gate of the city, because this is where the Zakenim meet, and he's going to be in need of a Beis Din, a court to facilitate what is about to ensue there today. And wouldn't you know it, who happens to be passing by when he arrives? V'hinei ha-goel over, asher diber Boaz. The potential redeemer that Boaz spoke of to Rus happens to be passing by. V'hinei is a word that connotes that something just happens immediately. So here he is. He wasn't even planning on being here, and yet Providence brought him here. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua teach us, Boaz asa et shalo, v'rut asa et shala, v'naami asa et shala. The Medrash teaches us, Naami did her part, Rus did her part, Boaz did his part. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af ani asa et shali. Hashem sees that everyone made their decision, and he facilitates their plan. He joins in by bringing the Goel to the right place at the right time. Not only that, but the Medrash teaches us, Afilu haya b'sof ha'olam, hitisu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hivyo l'sham. Even if this Goel would have been at the end of the earth, Hashem would have brought him and flung him to where he was meant to be, kedei shelo yehei oto tzadik yoshev u'mitzta'er. So that this tzaddik, Boaz, would not have to be sitting and suffering, wondering, where is this person? Will I find him? How can I help Rus on time? I said it would all happen today. And so this is in accordance with the Chachamim's general perspective. B'derech she'adam rotza lelech bo molichinoto. Hashem always facilitates a person's free choice. Hashem enables a person to walk along the path that they've chosen for themselves. In this particular case, he exerts his providence and his intervention even more actively and actually brings this person right here to the right spot at the right time. This person, the Goel, the potential redeemer, is referred to in the Pasuk as Ploni Almoni. And Rashi, explaining the root of the words Ploni and Almoni, explains that this is a term that means we just don't know who the person is. It's a term connoting anonymity. Rashi also tells us that he's called the anonymous one, basically, because of his choice, because he chose not to be the Goel. So basically, he rendered himself anonymous because of his role or lack thereof in the story. Boaz wastes no time. He tells him, you sit here. Meanwhile, Boaz gathers 10 Zakenim to be there in order to facilitate what is about to happen in any case. And Boaz immediately starts explaining the situation to this potential redeemer. Vayomer leGoel, Chalkas haSadeh asher leAchinu leElimelech machrana ami hashava mistei Moav. There is this piece of land that used to belong to Elimelech, and machrana ami. It seems that Naami sold it, but for various reasons, most of the Mefarshim maintain that it just means that she put it up for sale. She's looking to sell it. And he goes on to tell the Goel exactly what he told Rus, that he says, I said I will let you know that you have the potential to buy it. And if you want to buy it, that's fine. And if you don't want to buy it, then I will be the one to redeem that portion of land. V'ani amarti egle aznacha limor k'nei neged hayoshvim v'neged zikne ami im tigal ga'al v'im lo yigal hagiza liveda ki ein zula schaligol v'anochi acharecha. I follow you, meaning in the succession of who is potentially the redeemer. Bayomer anochi aga. Immediately he agrees. He says, I will redeem the land. So in terms of a little bit of background, when someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael at the time that Am Yisrael was on the soil, on their soil in Eretz Yisrael, if a person wanted to part with land, they wanted to sell land, and then they sold it to someone, but then it became known that there is a closer relative who could potentially buy it. Beis Din would actually require the closer the person who had originally purchased this piece of land to then sell it to the closer relative, who was referred to in halacha as the goel, the redeemer. The Ramban clarifies that not only at that stage of the sale would that happen, after it's already been sold, it would be redeemed by a closer relative, but he explains in Parshas Bahar that initially it's meant to be offered to the closest relative, and the closeness of relation is determined by the same succession as is used to determine Yerusha, inheritance. Naomi and Ruth both had land that was acquired as a result of what was due to them from their ksuba. So Naomi's land comes from Elimelech's property, and Ruth's land comes from Mahlon's property. And at this point, Ploni Almoni is very willing. He had said, Anochi Agal, I will redeem the land. But now, Boaz is going to apprise him of some more information. Boaz says, when you acquire Naomi's land, not only will you acquire her land, but you're going to acquire Ruth's land as well. And while you can acquire Naomi's land by traditional means, the way you're going to acquire Ruth's land is by marrying her. And this all becomes one big package deal. It's not entirely clear why Boaz makes it a package deal. Certainly he's looking out for Ruth and Naomi's best interest, but perhaps this is elucidated by Rashi's words later on. Rashi explains that the reason that we try to keep the land of the deceased within the family of the deceased is to perpetuate his name. And the way that that happens is that when people see his widow coming and going to and from this piece of land, they'll say, ah, you know who that is? That's the widow of so-and-so, perpetuating the memory of his name. In any case, at this point, the Goel is, again, very decisive, and he says, I can't do this. Vayomer ha-Goel, lo uchal l'gol li, penashchis es nachal si. He says, I'm not going to be able to redeem it for myself, lest I destroy my portion. Ka'alcha ta'et gulasi. You go and you redeem what would have been the thing that I was redeeming, gulasi. Kilo chaligo. Because, very clearly and very decisively, I am not going to be able to redeem this land. He says, lo chaligo li. I cannot redeem it for myself. Bringing the Malbim to comment that one of the reasons that the Goel was unwilling to be the redeemer of the land, along with Rus's land and marrying Rus, is because since he was just told that the lands will not be called by his name, but rather will be called by the name of the deceased, it's not Lee, it's not my land, so I have no interest in it. I'm not going to do it. On a deeper level, he says quite explicitly, Pen ashchis es nachalasi, lest I destroy my nachala. Beyond just the piece of land being called by his name, Rashi points out that nachala sometimes refers to children. And he says, I'm going to destroy my offspring, my progeny. And this is because he was mistaken about of halacha. And that halacha is the idea that an Ammoni and a Moavi are not accepted by Kahal Hashem. They cannot marry into the Jewish community, marry with Jewish people. This is, of course, a halacha that taunted David HaMelech. People used to taunt him and say to David, before we see if he has a proper yichus, proper lineage to be king, let's see if he has proper lineage as a Jew. He's descended from Rus, and Rus is a Moabite. This was based on a lack of knowledge of the halacha, and that is, while male Moavis and Ammonis are forbidden from marrying into the Jewish community, meaning if they convert, they cannot marry Jews. This halacha does not at all apply to the women, to the Moavi and Ammoni women. Boaz knew this halacha, and he actually taught it and expounded upon it for clarity earlier that day before this proposition. But Ploni Almoni did not know that halacha. There's a midrash that says that he, in fact, did know that halacha, but he forgot it. It was a providential act so that Boaz is the one who will end up marrying Rus. The Psukim now go on to give us this parenthetical kind of a background. By the way, this is how it used to be done in Am Yisrael in order to redeem, really to free this woman and to make this exchange. And it gives us a little background about the process of chalitza, whereby the shoe would be removed, and the rest of the process in order to enable a woman to marry somebody other than the closest relative available. After explaining this, we are told that the Goel gives permission to Boaz, Vayomer HaGoel, Boaz, Knei Lach Vayishlof Na'alo. The Goel says to Boaz, you acquire all this for yourself, and he takes off the shoe, engaging this procedure of chalitza. Vayomer Boaz Lazkein V'chol Ha'em, Eidim Atem Hayom, Ki Kanisi Es Kol Asher La'eli Melech. Boaz turns to the Zakenim and all the people gathering at the city gate, and he says, you are all witnesses here today, because I've just acquired that. I have acquired everything that belonged to Elimelech, Ve'ez Kol Asher L'Chilyonu Machlon, as well as what belonged to Chilyonu Machlon, Miyad Naami, from Naami. Not only that, but in doing so, I'm also able to marry Rus. V'gam Es Rus HaMoaviyah Ishas Machlon Kanisi Lid Isha. For what purpose, towards which end? Lakim Shem Hames al Nachalaso. In order to perpetuate the name of the deceased upon his Nachla, his portion, Velo Yikares Shem Hames Me Imechav, Umisha'ar Mekomo, so that the name of the deceased will not be cut off from among his brethren and from that place, the gate of his city, of his location. Eidim Atem Hayom. You are all witnesses to this fact today. Now the nation, everyone is excited. What is more beautiful than a wedding? Not only here do we have the perpetuation of these people that everybody knew in their lifetime, but we also have a wedding happening. And so they bless the chasan and the kala with multiple blessings. By Yomur Kol Ha'am Asher Bashar Bazakenim Eidim. First they say, yes, we are witnesses. And here come the blessings. Zitain Hashem es ha'isha haba'a el beisecha k'rachal u'chalea asher banu shtehem es beis Yisrael. Hashem should make this woman who's coming into your home, creating a family with you, just like Rachel and Leah. Of course, Rachel and Leah built the Shvatim. They built Am Yisrael. Additionally, the Malbim points out that there's a more subtle kind of a blessing or a reassurance here from the Am and the Zakenim to Boaz. And that is just like Rachel and Leah came from the home of Laban HaArami, and yet they became great women of valor. So too, even though Rus is not coming from a traditional Jewish home, she will be able to build a Jewish home, and she will be the mother of Jewish progeny, just like Rachel and Leah were. Of course, Rachel and Leah are the mothers of the Shvatim, who are the mothers of all of Am Yisrael, and Rus's role will be the Ima Shel Malchut, the mother of the monarchy, and the monarchy really is the face of Am Yisrael, the representative of Am Yisrael, and of course, eventually, the Mashiach, who will redeem all of Am Yisrael. So there are these parallels between Rus and Rachel Leah. They say, Asei Chayel Be'efra, and may you go and do valor in Ephrasa. Ephrasa, a reference to his important family, to Boaz's family, and make a name for yourselves in Beis Lechem. They continue with their bracha, and they bless Boaz that his home, his family, should be just like parrots from whom he is descended. Tamar Lehuda. Who Tamar bore for Yehuda, a clear and obvious reference to this previous Yibam, as if to say, look how well this worked out, Boaz, you are descended from them. Min hazer asher yitain Hashem lecha, min hanar azos, through the progeny that Hashem gives you, through this woman, Rus. And now they get married. Vayikach Boaz as Rus, vatihilo li'isha ve'avoe leha, vayitain Hashem la'herayon, vateleid ben. From the language here, where it says that Hashem gave her a pregnancy, and she has a baby boy, the Midrash learns that Rus, like many of the Imahot, was in fact physically unable to have children. All the years that she was married to Mahlon, she had no children. But Hashem intervened here, and miraculously, she has this child. And now we're going to hear the women's blessing, and they address themselves to Naomi. And the Ramban says that these women, these neighbors, far from being nosy neighbors, were very wise women who understood the profundity of what was going on here. But Tomarna Hanashim El Naami, Baruch Hashem, Asher Lo Hishpislach Goel Hayom. Baruch Hashem, who has not ceased from giving you a redeemer today, right? She has this now, her former daughter-in-law has this son who is being who is born and perpetuating the memory of Machlon, Bikare, Shmo, Bisrael. His name should become great in Am Yisrael. And he should restore your soul. Vayalach lemeshiv nefesh, ulechalkel etzei vaseich. And he should be there to sustain your old age. Because your daughter-in-law who loves you gave birth to this child. Kichalaseich asher ahi vaseich, yiladetu asher hitova lach mishiva banim. And she is better for you or better to you than seven sons, who parenthetically you do not have, no more sons, but don't worry, she is better for you, this daughter-in-law who loves you, than seven sons. Now, on the surface of things, we could say, ah, vayalach lemeshiv nefesh, she's going to restore your soul, right? Naomi had endured so much, referring to herself, seeing herself as bitter as Mara, and this is it. This is going to revitalize her. This is going to restore her soul. But Malbim, in keeping with his interpretation of this entire Sefer, says that it means to literally restore the soul. Hishivas nefesh machlon shenis el haolam hazeh. That this boy, this new baby, is bringing back the soul of Machlon, bringing it back into this world. He says that this is from the secrets of Yibum, that the child born of the marriage of Yibum is the deceased himself. Misod ha-Yibum shehu ha-meit ba'atzmo. V'hu ha-go'el shalach shelo tamut ariri. Because he is, according to Mabim, literally the soul of your son, as a result of him being born, this new child, you are not going to die childless because this is really your child. Vatikach Naomi et hayeled vatishisehu b'cheika vatihi lo leomenes. And Naomi takes this child and she holds him and he becomes to her like a child that she herself is raising. Vatikrena lo hashchinos shem limor yulad ben lenaomi. And the neighbors, these women we're talking about, who had blessed her, say, a child was born to whom? To Naomi. And Ramban in Bereshis, when explaining Yibam, tells us that Boaz and Rus are an example of what is going on with Yibam. And he says, V'zehu inyan Boaz v'ta'am Naomi v'hashchinot. And this is what is really going on. His explanation of the secrets of Yibam is what we see with Rut and Naomi and Boaz. And he says that is why the Shechinot say what they do. That is why the neighbors say Yulad Ben, a reference to this statement of the neighbors, Yulad Ben Lina'ami. He ends off with Ramban words, V'hamaskil Yavin. Okay, so we will try to be those wise people and understand that he's telling us exactly what the Malbim is referring to, and that is that in a certain way, this is actually Nami's son coming back. This child is called Oved, Vatikrena Shmo Oved, and now the entire story comes full circle. Vatikrena Shmo Oved, who Avi Yishai, Avi David, Oved, who is the father of Yishai, who is the father of David HaMelech. And now we can see the fruits of all of Rus's choices and all of her deeds. We're about to hear the Yichus, the lineage that brings us from Rus and Naomi all the way down to David Melech Yisrael. If we remember, the neighbors had said that this new child, Tovalach Mishiva Banim, is better for Naomi than seven sons. The Medrash tells us that these are the seven generations leading up to and including David. Ve'ela Toldos Peretz Peretz holid es Chetzron, Chetzron holid es Ram, Ram holid es Aminadav, Aminadav holid es Nachshon, Nachshon holid es Salma, Salmon holid es Boaz, Boaz holid es Oved, Oved holid es Yishai, Yishai holid es David. The words with which the Sefer comes to its end starts out with a devastating situation with Naomi and Ruth's deeds. And the last word here is the birth of David, what this all leads up to, coming full circle. And here we have the connection between Ruth and her descendant, her great-grandchild, David. And we are told that Ruth got to see her great-great-grandson Shlomo sitting on his throne. Lo mesa Ruth ha-Moabiyad shera'asa Shlomo ben b'na yoshev dan dinan shel zonos. Ruth did not die until after she got to see her great-great-grandson, right? Son is Oved, grandson Yishai, great-grandson David, and great-great-grandson Shlomo HaMelech. And he was judging between the two Zonot. This is the famous story of the two women who come and claim that the same child belongs to both of them. Just a demonstration of his wisdom. So she gets the ultimate Yiddish Anachas, gets to see her great-great-grandson, the king of Am Yisrael, displaying the ultimate wisdom. And the Pasuk of Melachim says, Vayasem kisei le'im ha-melech. And the Medrash explains, Em ha-melech zu Batsheva. This chair for the mother on one side was Batsheva. Bateshev limino zu Ruth ha-Moaviyah. And the person who sat to his right is, in fact, Rus. And the other Medrash ends off, zu Ruth ha-Moaviyah shehi haita ima shel Malchus. This is Rus, who is the mother of royalty. Earlier, when we discussed the three Yibum-type unions that lead up to David HaMelech and Mashiach, we ask why they had to be initiated by women. In each of the three complicated events leading up to the Davidic line and Mashiach, it was the woman who initiated the union that brought forth the progeny who would be the ancestor of Mashiach. Rather than being incidental to the story, Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin sees this as an emblematic feature of an act that would lead to the birth of Mashiach. Rav Tzadok in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Os Membab, teaches that this behavior of woman initiating contact with man is characteristic of the era preceding the arrival of the Mashiach. This phenomenon, described by Yirmiyahu HaNabi as Nekeva Tesovev Geber, is one facet of the era leading up to the redemption. Often, the Jewish people are compared to the woman in the relationship between themselves and Hashem. In the era of Mashiach, Rav Tzadok teaches, Am Yisrael, compared to the woman, Am Yisrael will be the ones who initiate the ultimate redemptive process leading to Mashiach. This book, Rus, is a book that is all about Geula, all about redemption. I counted 21 plus one mentions, and I didn't see this anywhere, so it's just based on my counting, that there seem to be three sets of seven mentions of the word Goel and Geula in different forms. They appear in three different sets. And then finally, later towards the end, we hear of the new baby born as being the Goel, Lo Hishbislach Goel Hayom. This is a story that's all about redemption. What is redemption? Redemption, of course, is freeing, freeing Am Yisrael. We wait for the Geula. We wait to be redeemed from the constraints of an exile that shackles us and prevents us from our self-expression, from our self-actualization as a nation. And we wait for that Geula to be redeemed in that way. Yibum is also a redemption. It's a redemptive process. As we see, it keeps being referred to as the person who redeems the deceased's name keeps being referred to as the Goel. In Yibum, there is a soul, the deceased, who is stuck. There is no way for his self-actualization in this world without the process of Yibum. That's on a small level, in the micro. In the macro, we talk about the redemption of all of Am Yisrael. We're hoping for the Geula and hoping for our self-actualization as Am Yisrael, as Hashem's people, with our mission on this earth. And so, Rus represents, according to Rav Tzadok, this redemption. Rus, the mother of the Davidic line, surprising act of initiation that night on the threshing floor, foreshadows Am Yisrael's eventual initiation of the redemptive process. All three of these situations, of these Yibum-type situations, were initiated by women. Finally, through Boaz's presence of mind and pious behavior, Rus's initiation leads to a union through moral clarity, leading to Malchus, Beis David, and Mashiach, foreshadowing Am Yisrael's eventual initiation of the redemptive process, all led by the woman who, as a result of her choices and acts in Sefer Rus, becomes to be known as the Ima Shel Malchut, the mother of the monarchy, the mother of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, who bring to the ultimate Geula B'mhira B'yameinu Amin. It's been a pleasure learning Sefer Rus together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel Bas Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bas Shlomo.